This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I think you got the wrong guys then. Kavino and Rich here to serve you. In for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Speak for yourself. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. The third show of the Dan Patrick hat trick. I'm the Lanny Poffo of Fox Sports Radio. Genius. The genius with genius. Glory and renown.
Throwing out frisbees with poems on it.
No, I'm throwing out bribery balls. We're giving away Kavino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, Nerf footballs, if you subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. But it's a pleasure to be here, filling in for Dan Patrick. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're ready for the weekend. In fact, if you're not, we're going to get you ready for the weekend. Yeah. So weekend hobnobbing, what to watch. Again, Teaser Town and more. Thank you for being here. 877-99 on Fox. Hope you're having a nice Friday.
The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, extraordinary, is a test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Of course, we come to you live from Dan Patrick's Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. And speaking of Mercedes, and I know we talk a lot about our friends at Tire Rack, I'm driving to Big Bear. First time ever out here in California. My kids are like, Dad, we want to see snow. And I do have to get chains on my tires. And I thought someone was joking. And have you done this before?
I mean, why do you think they're joking, though? It just shows how, like, I don't want to say clueless. This sounds mean.
Well, you can say it, how clueless I am.
I mean, you're going up a mountain.
Yeah,
dude, I've driven
in Colorado in the mountains. I went to school in upstate New York. It snows a lot up there. Mm. I've never had a throw on tire.
But these are canyon roads, or these are roads that are, like, going by cliffs. You know what I mean? Like your friend Cliff.
I feel like that's some like Iceman fisherman stuff.
No, it's like you have the possibility to slide off into a ditch.
All right, well, hey.
I mean, take it from Spot. He is the guy that wears yak tracks on his shoes when things get slippery.
Yeah, you got to keep it safe.
I remember that we were in New York, and this is when we were working at Sirius XM and SNY in New York. We're walking through Times Square, and Spot's like, hold on. And he puts these metal things on his shoes. I'm like,
guy
what
thinks
are you
he's
doing?
UConn Cornelius.
And they're what do you call them? Yak tracks?
They're called yak tracks. It's a brand, and they stretch over your shoe.
And they have like
they
spikes
have little,
on the bottom.
Little metal things that help you stay, you know,
dude's wearing,
upright in the ice.
Dude's wearing cleats in Times Square.
So essentially, you need that for your
Never
car.
Felt
yeah,
once.
And look, we're on what? Over 600 radio stations right now. Shout out to all the affiliates rocking out with Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. I'm sure there's a lot of people in colder climates, yeah. LA boy.
A lot of ice and snow out there.
Yeah, exactly. And we're like, yeah, bonehead.
I've never.
You need some chains on your tires.
Yo, Ethan, you ever put chains on your tire? You're from Philly. The weather gets rough down there.
Nah, I've never. Yeah, I'm still trying to comprehend Spot's whole thing with the cleats and Times Square. I'm
guys
so
wearing
confused.
Cleats around town. If it's it was icy in the streets, he has these little attachments to his shoes.
In the winter, let me tell you, those things came in handy.
Hey, dude, I'm from Jersey. We put chains on everything, man. I got chains on my little nephew downstairs.
Kavino's
got a little rope chain.
Ring bone. Kavino's tire chains have some like Italian medallions on them.
They have a little horn. Yeah, a little Italian horn
Italian
on them.
Horn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Let me, I want to talk about LA football, but real quick. Last night, I took my kids to one of those like bouncy house places. And, yo, has your wife or girlfriend ever done anything that... Don't worry, I'm not getting dirty here on the Fox Sports Radio. Have they ever done anything that was like a weird turn on? I'll give you an example. One time my wife filled in on like a co-ed softball team, and she slid into someone to like take them out. And I was sort of turned on by that. I'm like, oh my God, relax. Sliding into people. We're at this bouncy house.
You like when she gets aggressive, huh?
I do, because she's like a quiet, chill Southern girl. Yesterday, we're at this bouncy house thing. There were a couple older kids that... You ever go to like a playground? Moms and dads could feel me on this big time. You go to the playground, you got your little kids, and there's always some kid that's too old on the playground running around.
He's like a bigger kid, and his belly like, sticking out of his
kid's
t-shirt.
Kid's like 12, and you're like, yo, why are you running around fast, 12-year-old kid? Can't you see this play? It's like 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, and you got like... And this kid pushed my kid to the ground... When my kid was playing with like these giant size like rubber Legos, literally just pushed my kid. And I was like, oh no. My wife goes up to this kid and she's like, who's your mom? And I was like, no. She's like, I'm going to talk to this kid's mom. I'm like, don't stop it. Leave. There are kids playing stuff.
You know, more parents should do that, to be honest, because you often wonder, like, how do these kids get away with this stuff?
Kid
who
was
is
like,
raising? Where's the wolf of the parent here? Are they raised by wolves?
My son is 3. This kid had to be like 9 or 10. He's running around all fast, pushing other kids. I saw my wife go into like mama bear mode, and she's like, who's your mom?
So what's your
like, what are you
going
to go?
Do you want her to change your diaper or something? What's going on?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Bingo. And I bring this up because everyone's having these family days this week because it's like kids are off from school. So you're working, but then you're trying to occupy your kids. So last night, I go to a restaurant I've loved my whole life, and I'm sort of going to back Kavino up on something I believe you said on our afternoon Fox Sports radio show. I went to a place that for my whole life always was a top 3 chain restaurant for me. I took my kids, and they were well-behaved. I got to give them credit. They're well-behaved at restaurants. We went to P.F. Chang's, and I got the usual, the crab wontons, the lettuce wraps, the Mongolian beef, all the things you would always get.
I got to tell you, the Mongolians have really cornered that market. They really
no one's got
rocked
beef.
The beef scene. It's like the Barbarians and their cream. I mean,
the Mongolians and their beef.
The Barbarians got the cream down. The Mongolians and their beef are like, whew, next level. But I feel like P.F. Chang's either there's a theory here.
Oh,
and the theory is
I'm giving you the alley-oop then, because I think what you're going to say is my theory, that I went to P.F. Chang's and either one of two things happened. Take it away. I'll hand you the conch.
Either our palates advanced a little bit and we outgrew what used to be one of the greatest first date spots, business spots, one of our top 3 chains. Either we outgrew it or the quality just went down.
I think it's
and
a little.
I can't figure it out.
I think it's a little of both, because I was going to say the same. Like, I have always loved P.F. Chang's. Like, as far as, like, as far as chain restaurants, if you want to be like, what's your favorite chain restaurants? I'd say P.F. Chang's is a top 3 for me.
And they're also a victim of the latest trend, shrinkflation.
Smaller portions.
Yeah, you
yeah.
I think
I think
like,
I got
all the beef.
I think I got like 6 pieces of Mongolian beef for $23 or something. It got
Mongolians are slacking.
You know, again, if you're 40-ish and you think back, oh, when I was like 20-ish, maybe yeah. When you're 20 something, it's a better date spot because you're more on a budget. And again, maybe you just grew up, because in my mind it used to be a lot better. I left there, and this morning even I have like sort of like a stomach ache, like, oh, that just didn't sit well. Oh,
dude, I used to salivate. I used to salivate at the thought of the Mongolian beef.
You have to try Wok Kano. You ever try that?
Volcano?
Yeah, I had Sounds that dope. Last night. Chinese, they give you full portions too.
Volcano.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, no, I'm not above any chain restaurant or place to eat, but when I feel like when I was in my 20s, P.F. Chang's was not only one of my favorites, but like a fun date spot. I get it. You're not like 30, 40, 50 years old going to P.F. Chang's on a date. But I went there, and my first thought was, yeah, portions, quality. I don't know. This isn't what, I don't think this is what it was.
It was very whelming, to say the least.
Very whelming. Well, Covino and Rich, I just want to throw that out there because it is a theory. Did our taste buds get more complex, or have some of these restaurants just started to suck?
I think it's that. Probably a mix of both, but more on the side of people cut portions. They stop caring as much, cutting corners. You lose quality as a result.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting.
No
but
one
hey.
Cares about their job anymore. So, I mean, it reflects in the product.
Now, I was thinking about this as we look forward to week 17 of the NFL. Yeah, there's insignificant games. There's games that have a lot of importance, but one of those, quote, insignificant games, because let's be honest, one team's clinched their wild card spot, and the other team is having the worst Super Bowl hangover in NFL history. I'm talking about your 5-10 Los Angeles Rams and your 9-6 wild card Los Angeles Chargers. And I bring this up because this weekend, these teams are playing. 1:25 local time, the late 4 o'clock games on the East Coast. Rams at Chargers, but there's no really at because they both share SoFi. From the perspective of a guy that grew up in New York, I'm a diehard Mets fan, but I know that if I'm being honest with myself, it's a Yankees town. NBA. If you're talking about the Knicks and the Nets, even when the Nets moved to Brooklyn and got all cool, Jay-Z's involved. They got new uniforms. They're the Brooklyn Nets. They got KD and Kyrie and everybody. Even they had Harden, and then before he left, like they were getting all the big names, yet it was still a New York Knicks town.
Even though the Knicks were stinking like Abe Lincoln for years.
Great stink of 1858.
Still very much a Knicks town. Even when the Nets dropped that. Remember they busted out their Vato font?
Their Vato font?
They had like, Orale, Vatos Locos Forever font.
The graffiti font. Yeah, there it is.
When I saw the font on the new unis, I'm like, that's it. It's a Nets town now. Didn't happen.
Out here in L.A., I told you, I know 3 Clippers fans. My barber, Monsi, who does the updates, and Clipper Darryl. I know 3 Clippers fans.
And you know Ben Maller, too.
Ben Maller. I love it. His Baba Ganoush. I love that guy.
And Juicy Lucy.
And Juicy
Lucy. Juicy Lucy.
Big fan of the Clippers.
So, yeah. So, no matter how good the Clippers are, Paul George, Kawhi, no matter what, even when people are like, oh, the Clippers might be the team out here in L.A., nah, it's still a Lakers town. Unless you're Billy Crystal sitting courtside.
Can I give you a flashback Friday reference? It's like every Transformers has their GoBots. And Lakers will always be the Transformers of L.A. And Clippers will be the GoBots.
If you go to Chicago, I mean, the White Sox could deliver. The White Sox could be an exciting young team. When the Cubs stink, it's still a Cubs town. You go to Wrigleyville, you go to the Cubby Bear, you have some drinks. No one's going to the South Side to see the White Sox compared to the fan base of the Cubbies. I'm just saying, when there's 2 teams in a town, there's clearly a favorite. I'll give our pal Jonas Knox a little credit for this because I heard him mentioning how he was unsure, is this a Chargers or Rams town? And no one quite knows. And I ask you, do you look at LA and say, oh, yeah, Rams?
I do know. And here's my take on it. And we'll hear from Ethan, Perfett, Lohenkron, you guys, 877-99 on Fox,
but
whoever wants
hold
to
on.
Chime
could,
in.
Could you
Rich
steal?
Dan Patrick.
Are there teams that could steal the city? Because I think you'll even back me up on this. While it is a Yankees town in New York, as a Mets fan, I admit that, there are little pockets of time where the Mets vibe does bring it more than the Yankees.
Mets own the 80s, for sure.
Mets own the 80s, and I feel like we're at a time now where the Mets are gaining steam, and the Yankees are good too, but I think now it's even leveling out more. I would say like New York is like 60-40 Yankees Mets, where other sports towns, I feel like when you talk to Lakers Clippers, that's like 85-15.
I think you could absolutely take over a city just based on that. We saw it. As a kid growing up, I knew it. Like, wow, the Mets own New York right
now. If Kyrie and KD and you know, Ben Simmons, if they all get it together and somehow the Nets won, could they really ever take over the vibe of the Garden and the Knicks?
Well, you know who really struggles with this too? I mean, Rich, you already pointed out I have the sports interests of an 80-year-old white guy. I'm a big baseball fan. I really am.
Yeah.
Grew up loving baseball. The Angels. I mean, they got huge names. They got Trout and Ohtani. And they can't overcome the Dodgers. Even if the Dodgers stunk, they can't take over.
Yeah.
You got to win. That's the key. You got to win.
Well,
to make that change. Otherwise, that other team is still number one in everybody's heart.
And the thing is, the NFL, right? The NFL is the one sport where we could all agree that people love teams that are not from their hometown. And a lot of transplants out here in L.A. Like, even if you go around the room, I'm a Niners fan. Ethan, big Eagles fan.
There's also a lot of implants in L.A.,
there
too.
A lot of implants and transplants.
Yeah.
A lot of injections. So a lot of things out here in L.A. Perfett is a big Lions fan. Guy's got a Lions podcast. The guy, you know, bleeds Lions blue and silver. If that's even a thing. But I will say.
Honolulu blue.
Those uniforms are tight. I'll give you that. Do you look at it, Chris, as a Rams town? Or, like, I feel the joke is that no one cares about the Chargers in L.A. But well, if they got good, if Justin Herbert and this team keeps getting, you know, better and better and they got a franchise quarterback, if the Rams start sucking, could it be a Chargers town?
Well, I think there's several things at play. Number one, you have the Raiders here in the past, and it's still kind of got that feel of a Raiders town. Number two, for the Chargers coming to town, you're also dealing with a lot of people. You want to talk about transplants, San Diego people who are rightly burned and miffed that the Chargers just bolted from town.
Pun intended, bolted.
There it is.
Yeah, and so I've known plenty of people from San Diego here in L.A. who've sworn off the Chargers. And Rams, like, yeah, they were an L.A. team, but nobody really cared. Now they came back around again. So it's like three, and they just won a Super Bowl. But the meantime to grow any new fans is like, you know, 20 years. The kids are just being, you know, they're in like elementary school right now. They'll be Rams fans in like 10 years.
And you know what? It doesn't help that they won the Super Bowl and they've had the worst
and then they
Super Bowl hangover. It's like if the Rams are a playoff team again, forget they don't need to win back to back. But if let's say Stafford was healthy and these guys were 10-6 at this point and they were like a wild card team, even that by stinking this year, it helped no momentum for their fan base.
Yeah, I feel like it's of just the two right now, it's probably a larger Rams town.
Agreed.
But I expect more Chargers fans to show up just because their team's good right now. And Rams fans are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I got to back up Perfett here because, you know, my assessment is pretty simple. That P.F. Chang's you started this conversation off with is right across from a Buffalo Wild Wings. And I'm in that area all the time, eating wings, of course. No, but going to the gym. And you just look around, you see the dudes getting ready for their games. You see a lot more Rams fans, Rams jerseys, Rams support, and foam fingers and beer helmets than you do Chargers.
You know, when you think of Los Angeles, the guys made a good point. Yeah, this was a Raiders town for a long time, right?
It was Raiders and Rams were here, but then the Rams moved out to like Anaheim and then they schlepped off to St. Louis.
And then when they went to St. Louis, that hurt a lot of people's feelings, you know? I look at it this way. I look around, and as a Niners fan, I feel like I see a lot of people rocking the Niners too. If you told me the Rams and the Chargers are like the third and fourth or the fourth and fifth most popular teams in Los Angeles, I would say it's possible. You might see more Dallas Cowboys or Eagles or Steelers or, you know, I'll see the equal number of Green Bay Packer hats at the gym or something than you see the Chargers.
I'll give you this, and guys, think about it. 877-99 on Fox, Rams, they got the hangover, like we said, so they
hangover
completely killed any momentum to keep L.A. fired up. Plus, you got an aging quarterback who says he's coming back, but people aren't necessarily thrilled about that. So I say moving forward, the Chargers have every opportunity, 9-6 this year with Justin Herbert, young stud, putting up big numbers every year, to totally take over the town.
It's very rare, and I think it's an interesting point because
look at the trajectories of both teams right now.
How rare is it where a city doesn't have a very clear, oh, that's the city's team. This is like wide open. Like it's for the taking, Covino. Essentially,
it is, yeah.
Picture like any industry or product. Like there's an opening for someone to bring it. It's not like, oh, it's the Lakers talent. Clippers, you're going to have to do, you know, you have to move mountains, Clippers, to catch up with the Lakers. I think it's Chargers, Rams, whoever wants it more. Get your young fans. BJ in Texas, we'll take a call on this. And then a thought about drinking on New Year's. And, of course, we'll go over what teams should be excited and worried for Week 17. What's up, BJ?
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. I think y'all have, first of all, I just want to say I think y'all have done a great job filling in for the DP show.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yes, sir. So, but yeah, to just piggyback off what y'all were saying, I think in most cases there is a definitive more there's one team that's more of a favorite whenever you share a stadium or share a city. But one that I just couldn't think like what who that might be more popular. I'd love y'all's opinion on is who's more popular, the Jets or the Giants in New York?
You know, that's a pretty close one. But based on their success, it's going to be the Giants, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times.
It is close, though. I mean, again, we grew up there. We were even on the network. We were on SNY, home of the Jets. And their fan base is solid and loyal.
Yeah.
But it is Giants.
It's Giants. Based on the multiple Super Bowls with Eli and then Phil Sims and Hostetler in the 80s, the team has a more winning history. And, you know, sadly, it usually goes Yankees fans or Giants fans, and a lot of times it's Mets and Jets. So there's a lot of sad Long Island people that are Mets and Jets.
It's Mets, Jets, regrets, right?
Exactly. All right, more Covino and Rich coming up, and for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, you want to talk about Tire Rack. TireRack.com/Dan. All you got to do, guys, is go to the experts at TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. They've got the experience, knowledge, and passion to assist every driver.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Try their easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a few questions. You'll get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
They got the full line of hand-cooked tires, test results, ratings, customer reviews, a free 2-year road hazard protection against nails, screws, potholes, covered. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers.
Or skip the waiting room. Many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Tire Rack technician brings new tires to your home or office and installs them on site. The ultimate convenience, it's a game changer.
I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us, putting up with us. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
You
Fox
big,
Sports Radio.
You big? Is this Genesis or Phil Collins?
You know what, man? I never know.
It's like, is it John Mellencamp or John Cougar Mellencamp? It's Genesis? All right, thank you, Spot. All right, Covino and Rich, like you said, Cove in for the great Dan Patrick. Doing the Patrick hat trick, our third show in a row for Dan. And again, subscribe to the Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio podcast. We're giving away some Nerf football, some bribery balls. Leave a comment, leave a little review, and we're going to start picking people at random and doing some cool Fox Sports giveaways.
And while you're there, just chilling on a casual Friday, check us out on social media. Play along at home at Covino and Rich on social media. Our buddy Spot, our producer Spot, is throwing up some clips as we speak, always putting up some new content at Covino and Rich, and you can leave a comment, say what's up there. Ethan is on the phones. Ethan Miller Entertainment, Ethan Miller ENT on social media, in for our Danny G. Perfett Lowenkron, and thank you again for being here with us.
Dude, talked about the Rams and the Chargers. Can someone take over the city? I don't know, but, you know, Perfett made the final good comment off the air. Just got to give it time. No one became, you know, some of these new teams. Tell them what you told me, Chris.
Yeah, like, we are just now getting our first adult, actual, like, dye-in-the-wool plenty of Panthers and Jaguars fans. Those were expansion teams in, like, the 90s.
You need a cycle. You need a cycle of people being born
people
and
gotta
raised.
Grow up. People got to grow up in that area and, like, see them as a kid come into town and then be excited as they grow up and become adults and start spending money on that. You don't just drop an NFL team in L.A. and be like, here we are, worship us.
It's not like you're going to see a bunch of, you know, 30, 40, 50-year-old guys immediately rocking the new jerseys of the expansion team. But you know who you do see? You see that kindergarten kid that gets his first jersey.
Yeah, dad's a Packers fan. He takes his kid to a Rams game and buys him, like, a little Rams T-shirt, and that kid will grow up to be a Rams fan.
That's how it goes down.
It's very hard to take over, though. Give me, aside from the Mets, right? And I'll challenge you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. Aside from the Mets, who had their moment in the 80s where they took over New York, they didn't sustain it.
Yeah.
Give me a time where Pepsi took over Coke and sustained it.
Yeah.
Also, SoFi is going to help.
Yeah.
Now that they finally have a place that's their own.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they should.
Instead of the soccer stadium for the Chargers.
Yeah. I mean, that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. So, yeah, you know, they share a stadium very much like the Jets and Giants, which is also a city where the two teams, it's like, who owns New York? Giants slightly? So, hey, think about that. Let's go to Walter in New Jersey. What's up, Walt?
How you doing, pal?
What's up, brother?
Actually, I'm in Theodore, Alabama.
Alabama. What's going on?
Hey, I'm from Roselle Park, New Jersey, right next door to Union.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
And I used to bowl in Route 22 at the lanes there.
Oh, the one with the nudie bar attached. Legendary.
Absolutely.
What do you do first, by the way? And by the way, if you're going to go to the nudie bar part of it, don't you wash your hands after you bowl?
I mean, you have
that. Only consider it to the women.
I thought he was from Jersey. You sure you're not from Jersey?
Oh, he is originally, yeah. Jersey and Alabama. Can we talk about that lifestyle change? You go from Jersey pumping your fist to living in Alabama?
They must think he's like on witness protection out there.
Actually, I went from Jersey to St. Louis to California and now Pensacola.
Man.
Wow.
Look at you.
The Blue Angels, Pensacola.
World travel.
There you go.
So, Walter, what do you think, man? We're talking about cities with multiple teams and, you know, the difficulty of owning that city.
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Knicks fan. No Mets, no Nets, no Jets.
Yeah, that's usually the progression. We got, you meet a lot of New Yorkers, Yankees, Giants, Knicks. No, very rare to find a Nets fan, right? Covino, you are the Nets were even when they were in Jersey. I remember going. This is to show you how when the Nets were in Jersey, no one cared. My wife's a San Antonio Spurs fan. Her family's from outside San Antonio. When I first started dating my wife, I was like, oh, you know what would be cool? I know her and her family follow the Spurs. Hey, man, we'll get some courtside tickets when the Spurs come to town to make my wife feel at home, right? Because she's a Spurs fan. And I looked at courtside seats for when they played the Knicks. Oh, my God. Yeah, no thanks. I'm not spending thousands of dollars. I sat second row, like, Not my feet on the court, unfortunately, but second row at a New Jersey Nets game. And I think the tickets were like $140. Like, no one cared. We're talking courtside where celebrities sit. It was like $140 bucks. Meanwhile, the Knicks, I think, were probably $14,000.
What year was this?
It's a mid, like, the late 2000s. Like, this is just still when the Spurs were good. So I was like, oh, these might be pricey. The Nets were so bad, and no one cared.
Even when, you know, Marbury was on the team, they had some star power, some big names. You could get courtside. I dated one of the dancers from the Nets.
Was that a flex?
No, not at all. Because she left me for a player.
It was a definite flex. But she did sleep with a player and left Covino.
Yeah. She left me for one of the players, so not a flex at all.
Are you sure it was a dancer? You sure it wasn't the person dressed up as Sly, the mascot?
Yeah, it's true. That's the truth. But no.
And you're a furry type of guy, right? you would sit courtside because I remember you dated the dancer and you would sit courtside and you'd be like, yo, bro, no one's here. Are you there
couldn't
now?
Do that. Couldn't do that at a Knicks game.
No way.
You know what I mean? Knicks had Spike Lee, the Nets had me.
What a trade-off that is.
Exactly. That's my point.
All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, every week we go over what team should be nervous and what team should be given Tecmo Bowl high fives.
Covino and Rich take a look at your football team. Is your squad kicking some butt or is their play causing a pain in your gut? Nervous farts and Tecmo Bowl high fives.
I always laugh that Vito, the production guy, had to do that, had to make that. All right, Vito, you're going to remix farts and Tecmo Bowl. All right, hey, some teams, every week, you got to go in as a fan base thinking, this is a scary week. Things get a little dicey. And then there's other weeks where you're like, all right, my team's got it made in the shade, as your dad probably says, Covino.
My dad still says that. He also says, hey, what's cooking?
Hey, made in the shade. So what team should be nervous going into week 17? And there's a lot of them. And then there's teams where it's like, hey, you should be giving some Tecmo Bowl high fives because nothing really at stake. Let me get through a couple of the teams, Covino, that have nothing to worry about. This is sort of like a let's go through the motions week 17 of the NFL. Ethan, your Eagles. I mean, there's still a chance the Cowboys could win that division. Not likely.
Stop it.
Not likely.
Yeah.
The Eagles should beat the Saints in Philadelphia, even without Jalen Hurts. They should win that game and, you know, secure the one seed in the NFC. So the Eagles should be chilling. Tecmo Bowl high fives. The Giants, who, you know, I said they're the fakest team in the NFC. They would have to lose both games not to make the playoffs, right? So the Giants are playing the Colts. If you can't beat the Colts to secure your wild card spot, you should,
I got to tell you, I was rooting for Billy Mays to lead that team. You know the coach, Billy Mays?
That's not Billy Mays.
It's not Billy Mays, the OxyClean guy?
That guy passed away.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Billy Mays. Anyway, it just doesn't seem to be working out the way I thought it could.
No. So, Jeff Saturday does look like Billy Mays, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's funny.
What was the product again?
OxyClean.
OxyClean, jeez.
Wait, you sure it's not Billy Mays?
I don't think so. Giants playing the Colts. That's a Giants chill, easy. Let's go. Let's win this game, secure that wild card spot. Dunzo. The Packers, I think, should be feeling good. You know why? They're favorites at home against a team with a 5 game better record. A team with a 5 game better record.
By the way, did we ever figure out why and how they're the favorites here? Like, is this a sneak diss to the Vikings?
Oh, it's a straight up diss. I don't think just there's anything sneaky about it. It's like,
I mean, but then what's the thinking behind it? That they're just a soft 12-3?
They're a soft 12-3. They've won 11 of their 12 games by one score or less. And the Packers are hot. Packers need to make the playoffs. The Vikings have looked very vulnerable at times, and people are really giving the and it's not just a field goal, Covino. It's Green Bay -3.5. So you're like, damn, they're thinking Green Bay just wins this game handily at home. So the Packers should be sitting pretty, because if they win this, they go into week 18 with a possible do or die versus the Lions. Now, who should be nervous? I got four teams that should be very nervous this weekend.
Nice.
And we'll wrap this up with this. The Dolphins. The Dolphins were what felt like a shoo-in for the AFC playoff picture, right? The Dolphins were the Dolphins were neck and neck with the Buffalo Bills. Everyone's saying, "Yo, Tua got a concussion protocol again. He's out." They've lost to the Packers, the Bills, the Chargers, and the Niners, back to back to back to back. So we're talking about a Dolphins team that went from 8-3 to 8-7. When they were 8-3, you were like, all right, they're a wild card team. Hey, they may win the division. There was a time where they were ahead of Buffalo in the standings by division record. So the Dolphins should be very nervous this week, because if they lose, there's a chance next week they're playing the Jets for their playoff hopes. So Dolphins should be nervous.
Well, if they lose, they're both 8-8.
Yeah, Perfett, your Lions should be a little nervous. I'll tell you why, because I think they've been so hot, and I love watching them play. But they can't slip up against the Bears. They can't look past this Bears game to week 18. Do you get nervous at all about the Bears because it's division?
Absolutely. Of course I do. It's the NFC North. Like this, and not to bring in ghosts, but like every time the Lions have been in this position in the past, this seems to usually be where heartbreak sets in. And Justin Fields is a what's the right word? He's a wheat thresher.
Oh, dude.
He's running over everyone.
And what did Rich say yesterday? If you guys are keeping score at home, I don't know who does that.
Yeah, who does that?
You said that the Chicago Bears might be the best, worst team
I've seen
the NFL, 3-12.
The 3-12 Bears might be the best, like, three-win team in, like, a decade. Have you ever felt like a team could possibly... If you put the Bears against anyone right now, you wouldn't be... They're not like the Texans or some... At any given moment, Justin Fields could deliver. So they should be nervous, and let me give you the... I'll give you one more doozy. This is the guy that should be the most nervous. Carson Wentz, the Washington Commanders. The only way that the Lions and the Packers could be playing for the NFC last wildcard spot is if the Washington Commanders lose a game. If they win their final two, Commanders are in and win, and they're playing Cleveland. And you know, if they lose to the Cleveland Browns at home, Deshaun Watson and that team doesn't look that bad. It's possible. The Commanders are only a 2-point favorite, so tons of pressure on Washington this weekend. So hey, good luck. Enjoy your football. So many ramifications. Let me ask you guys: what would be a better Week 18? In and win game, Dolphins, Jets, or Lions, Packers? Because both could happen. Both are very possible to happen.
I go, I don't know. It's tough. That's like, yeah, somebody else.
Dolphins, Jets. I would love to see your Lions, Chris, against the Packers. Week 18, in and win. You said you would be sick to your stomach.
I would absolutely be sick to my stomach. It's Lambeau at the end of the year, and I don't want to even give an inch to that monster.
I lean Packers all day, every day, because I just always root for the guy that people want to count out. Like, people are quick to count out Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to root for the old guy to say, nah, I still got it. Turning it around, let's go.
And you're also quick to want to root for Jared Goff. You talk about how you feel a little compassion for how they just sort of wrote him off.
That's true, but I'm even there, I'm still going to root for the old guy.
So... well, let's hope we get that week 18. All right, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, coming up, drinking on New Year's. Is that the most amateur move? Because there's something going on in the TV world. You know, all the TV specials from Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen to Seacrest, the Rock and Eve. There's a story out right now, and it has to do with drinking on New Year's. And we'll get to that next right here on Covino and Rich.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And the weekend's here. I need to unwind. Where's the party? Mr. DJ. We got Perfett on the ones and twos today. DJ Perfett. And, of course, Ethan Miller Entertainment. Ethan Miller, ENT, on social media. In for Danny G. Spotty Boy putting up clips at Covino and Rich. It's CNR on FSR. In for the great Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick hat trick concludes next hour. And next hour, lots going on. How bad do you want your team to win?
Ooh, good question.
Rich takes you to Teaser Town and weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch this weekend aside from the New Year's Rockin' Eve.
You know what? I'm going to talk about that in just 1 second.
I know.
You know, the only downfall of filling in for Dan Patrick is it's an honor. It's a pleasure. Millions of people around the country we get to talk to. So, yo, thank you, Dan Patrick. But the only negative is that you got to go to sleep a little earlier, and because you have to go to sleep a little earlier, I can't get through season two of The White Lotus. Not because it's not good. Spot does a good theme song. But The White Lotus, it's only 6-hour-long episodes, but every night for the last 3 days, I'm like, I got to wake up at like 4 a.m. for Dan Patrick. Like, I can't get, I've started the third episode of season two 3 times now.
Well, your schedule's thrown off a little bit. Like you said, he is on early. We're usually on Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. And your whole schedule's thrown off a little bit. You got to go to sleep earlier. You know what? Mid-show is when my tummy starts a rumbling.
Oh, listen to you.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, I thought you meant you're hungry.
No, meaning my
if you need to dip out for the bowl scroll.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm like, wait, it's right about now I'm home waking up. But instead, we're on the air.
Oh, look at you. If you watch The White Lotus, that theme song, it's either haunting or addictive or the worst. I don't even know how to categorize it. But, hey, we'll get to more things you need to watch with Weekend Hobnobbing. Now, on New Year's Eve, now, whether you're a teenager in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, do you have any type of New Year's Eve traditions or rules you go by?
Well, I'll tell you what's for the birds real quick. I grew up with an Uncle Tommy, right? My dad's brother, whose philosophy was he didn't care, so he always went to sleep anyway.
That's the dumbest mentality.
I'm with you, but there's always some guy that has that mentality. And I'm like, I mean, why not celebrate it and have a good time? You got to at least stay up. It doesn't mean you have to go out and rage.
The person
you got to stay up and listen to that miserable song that they play.
Old Lang Syne. Oh, it's miserable.
That's the most miserable song. Like, where's the celebratory vibe to that song? It should be like
should be the White Lotus
Heat Wave. No, it should be Born to be Alive. It should be like a party
something.
Song. It should be like, this is how we do it. It should be like Wiggling.
Right? Start a petition to replace Auld Lang Syne with this is how we do it.
Kenny G on a clarinet to bring you into the new year.
Kenny G on a clarinet does not compare to Montel Jordan.
It's a soprano sax.
I don't care what it is. That song is miserable.
Well, when you think of New Year's Eve, I agree.
My point is, Rich, you got to at least stay up to bring in the new year.
You know,
the guy that falls asleep, you're a loser.
The person that goes to sleep and is like, I don't care. That's the same person that loves to not know things. It's like, you know, cut from the same cloth. You know, when you bring up a new show or, I don't know, hey, you guys watching The White Lotus? Oh, do you see The Bachelor? Or, oh, do you watch the game last night? And there's always that person that's like, I don't watch that. Like, they're proud of it. Like, they're proud to not know stuff. That's the person that's like, guess what? I don't even stay up for New Year's. Like, they're proud of being out of the loop.
There's a few people like that. I'm suggesting you just, you know, bring it in.
You talk about a new movie or new music and they're like, don't know it. And they're so proud that they don't know. Like, I've never been proud to not know things.
Count it down. Join in on the fun. You don't have to go crazy, but stay up till midnight. Jeez.
You know, there have been, even if you say, I'm going to go to sleep early, I'm not feeling it, set your alarm for 11:45. Watch the ball drop. Say, that was nice. New year. Here we go.
Ball.
Then go to sleep.
Rich, you say ball. My girlfriend is from Idaho, and I spent the New Year's there, and I walked in ready to watch the Rockin' Eve.
But you need to prepare people for this. Hold on. This is... I thought was a fake story.
No, this is true.
Yo, Ethan, put on your seatbelt for this bad boy. Listen to this.
I walked in, and by the way, shout out to Len Chesmore. Great guy, listens to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Len?
From Idaho. Everyone from Idaho. Great underrated city, state.
Boise.
Talking Boise. But I walk into my girlfriend's family's house, ready to rock it out. I'm like, who's performing? Mariah Carey? Let's see it. Even though, like, stick a fork in that.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there watching what appears to be some local access, like local Idaho feed. And I'm like, what is this? And they're like, oh, it's the great potato drop of the new year. I'm like, what?
What? Yeah. Is this legitimate?
Yes. Not kidding, dude.
Kavino's like, wondering, where's Seacrest or where's, Andy Cohen or something? What are we watching here?
Oh, it's the great potato drop of Idaho.
I'm like, potato drop.
Dude, they drop a gigantic potato, like hanging off a crane, like in the town square, and they all count down. It's like a big thing. I'm like, how did I not know this my whole life?
But Times Square. Forget the ball dropping. I'm all about the potato drop.
I mean,
let's do our own potato drop here after this. I'll go get some from Whole Foods.
Get a couple potatoes? Let's have at it.
By the way,
sour cream, chives, cheese, bacon, anything, or is it just a potato? Is it all fixed up?
It's just one giant. Look it up. I'm not lying. Look it up. It's one big giant potato.
Start squirting sour cream over everyone in the crowd.
We'll go on top of the parking structure. We'll let everybody know.
Drop a couple potatoes.
Yeah. A bag of them.
Man, the great potato drop. Well, I don't know what's happening with the great potato drop, Kavino, but there's a story in USA Today. You know the paper that you get under your hotel door, and I don't know where else it's sold?
That's the Mexican paper in the barrio, right?
Oh,
USA
no.
USA Today?
USA. No. USA Today. The hotel paper. Seacrest is saying he is not drinking on New Year's Eve after Andy Cohen got drunk last year and dissed him. He's like, yeah, people should not be drinking on New Year's Eve. Meanwhile, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper are like, no, we're going to get trashed. So I wonder, drinking and getting hammered on New Year's Eve, amateur move or not? We'll get to that. Plus, of course, more Week 17 preview of the NFL. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.